Nehemiah chapter 1, verse 9, as we prepare this place. It says, then the Lord said, the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, look, behold, which means we were not beholding before. Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to pull down, to destroy, and to throw down, to build and to plant. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we just yield ourselves to the prophetic influence of the Holy Ghost this morning. For utterance, for words to come out, words that root out, words that pull down, words that destroy, word that throws down, and word that build, and word to plant. So in the heshte ekaparashtika, ashtu umale kura amoshtoko prakashti engoloshtika, kadoshte vageshte mashto olike manishtinia, koshte gebango rapashte kondiniam balia kola. Koste mamuste fokonoste kalabakaste ay dongo ramaste keleba ko di bampaste venesto kopo varia kalaste keba kondi masto ko. Yes, we yield ourselves to the boldness of the Spirit. Koste keba kendo barakabo ste kebo ando gome kendema and to draw out of those wells of salvation of Meushto Komaka, those words that is in this place, those words Nemonko that is inside Miss Iva this morning, to pour out of that well rivers of living water, rivers of life, rivers coming forth with boldness of the Spirit, boldness of the Holy Spirit for this time in the name of Jesus. Eshto Koma Ala Kastapa. Konde machistin astoka estokoma kodibi apadino, boldness that straightens out the path, that straightens out path, crooked being made straight, crooked thinking, crooked path, crooked ways be made straight this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Estokoma karamashti.
Hallelujah. Ooh, that's loud. I think I got echo too. Thank you, Scott. Gosh, welcome. Well, I guess welcome me back, right? I'm the one been gone, but it's been good. So, wow, the summer seems like it's gone by really fast. So, I'm trying to just see where I'll start. So how many of you were able to attend Southwest? Awesome. So I'm glad. So, well, I've just been kind of meditating and actually for my own self, refueling. And I can tell you, too, that's what you need to do. Because I can be next to a person, but you don't have to say anything. I can tell whether you're a fourth tank, half tank, or full tank, or somewhere in between. So, and just being around some people, I thought, okay. So, I know if I'm having to do it, you got to do it. So, this morning, I'm going to talk to you about what's in my heart. And I'm going to talk about it from the sense of your own personal prayer life. So, now, those of you that have been attending Friday prayer for a while know this. And some of you that have not may not know this, but I'll tell you this. There are seasons in God. you know, for everything. And, you know, there's a season for everything under the sun, right? So now, and there are seasons in Friday prayer that I've followed, you know, over the years that has worked. And there are seasons when we give, you know, God has never intended for us to just come to prayer and give out and leave, and that's the way it is. You have to have times of refueling. You have to refuel from a personal standpoint. You have to refuel from a corporate standpoint. So this season, so I'm just telling you, so don't get mad at me and say, oh, we're not praying. Yes, we are. But we're not going from here. Like Moses said, I can't go up from this place unless his presence goes with me. I can't go up from this place unless I put some fuel in you. And so that's what my instructions has been from the Lord. So I may teach the whole hour I'm going to be here today. I need to get out of here at 10:30. Hopefully I can do that. But I may teach the whole hour. So if you don't like it, you can like it or lump it, whatever, leave it. I don't know. So I'm following God because I know what I'm doing. I've done this too long, and I know what works. And so you can label it however you want to, but it's still a prayer to me because I got to put something in you. Because number one, it's a direction from the Lord. Number two, I've been trained by the best. You know, that's what I appreciate about being in prayer in this ministry. Pastor Terry refuses to allow us to keep praying and not have the word. And I know prayer people because I know me. We want to pray, but we're not keeping up with the word. And it would be an injustice to you to come in. We may have some strong praying today. I'm not saying we won't, to just hit the ground running just because I refuel, you know, and I don't want to pull no weight. That season for me is not now. I'm not pulling the extra weight. So I'm going to be a little preemptive about it and put some fuel in you. So I think I have something. And I think you're going to like it because God is in it. Amen. But before we proceed with that, I want to thank all of you for your supply and your support for our prayer leading up to Southwest. You know, my season was different. You know, my season changed. Some of you know, in October of last year, my season changed. God promoted me. I'm very thankful for it. But you know what that means? There's more work. That's more giving out. And so I got really excited about that because I like a challenge. You know, I like a challenge. I'm like Mr. Evans tell me, you're intense. You know, I like to get in and, you know, do what I'm called to do, you know. And so when I took on this position as a manager over here, over all the prayer here now, man, boy, did I ever get in and go with it. You know, I mean, hitting it, you know, really, before I get to work, see, people don't realize that about me. I have a lot of other prayer things I do way before I come on the property. And so normally I may hit the property 9 or 10, but usually I've been going since 7 or sometimes 6 in the morning and going like that to 9 at night for the last 6 months, now 7 or 8 months. So what I realize is, yeah, you better slow down. You know, the Lord kept nudging me. Hey, all right, you were good. You not only had a full tank when you started, you had another full tank, but now the another full tank is on empty. Now you're hitting this other tank, and it's on half full, so you better slow down. Well, of course, I didn't listen. I just got it. I was excited. It was fun. So I kept pushing. And so now I had to take some time. So I said all that to say, you didn't see me a lot here on Fridays at 9 o'clock because I had to have a reprieve somewhere. You know, but that's why you're here. You and these ones that I have delegated, you know, empowered to lead on my behalf. That's why you're here, and I want to see more of that. But there's a time, and I'm going to probably do some training with them too, because here's the thing about it. For this place, you just can't go all the time. There has to be a feeding. there has to be a giving out, but there has to be a feeding. Mm-hmm. And so I probably spend the rest of the year doing this. You know, now I don't know if I'm going to do a series right now like I normally do. You know, I normally come in, I'll have, boom, a 6 or 8 week series to do. I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing that with this. I don't know if this is going to be 6 weeks or 8 weeks. It may, next week I may come in and teach you something differently, but a help, it'll be, you know. But I'm just telling you that it's very necessary, you know. So, and you'll be happy because you're going to sense yourself go come up. But now for you, you can't just depend on this. You have to do this individually. You know, and in, and those of you that are leading and facilitating prayer groups, this is how you should conduct yourself. You should conduct yourself this way. Now, not that you, now don't turn your prayer group into teaching groups. Now, I don't mean that. Because you got to have, you know, you're supposed to know better than that. Because that's what some people do, or turn it into a teaching group. Well, that ain't right either. You know, but you do want to have time where you feed your people, you know. And so you have to have know the balance, you know, and the reason, you know, and I, those of you that are leading group, I wouldn't expect for you to come in and do an hour teaching because your group is not like this group. This group is a very new, unique group in that there are all different levels of people in here. And, you know, and so I have to accommodate that. You know, and I have to have, you have to have a spiritual capacity, number one, to discern it, you know, number two, because, you know, I can't come in here and just go. Now, there are groups that I can do that with, you know, but this group, they're all different walks of life, all different levels, so I have to accommodate for that. And the way the Lord has had me do it was, you know, we'll go and we'll have those seasons where we're just at, we're going at it. And then there come a time when we have to say, okay, now it's time. You remember the, that infamous scripture from Pastor Terry? The spirit of man is the counsel of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. So you gotta have the discernment to know, okay, see, I already knew. I could tell in my last prayer vigil, I thought, oh, my God, these people, tanks are low. I've got to put some fuel in them because you came and you gave out, you're excited. I get that, you know. So, but I will not spiritually abuse you and just pull on you to give out and not let you refuel or teach you to do that, how so important that is. If you're going to be successful and on every level, like spirit, soul, and body when praying, because I've seen a lot of prayer people get in trouble, sometimes to the point where their physical bodies are attacked. Mm-hmm. I got started having little things in my body. I'm like, what is that? Because, you know, I'm giving out. I don't have nothing to fall back on. And I've seen people get flaky. You know, because they're out there woo-woo-woo land and no word. Or I've seen people get religious because they all word and no spirit, you know. And so none of that is right. So you have to have a balance. And it's our job as leaders to make sure we are keeping that balance. You know, and some of it, you know, and I do a little bit all the time. All the time. You know, every time I come here normally, I got at least 30 minutes of sharing the word, because for what we do here, we have to have that. But then, like I said, there's those seasons where I got to take the time. Okay, I got to put, as Lynn Hammer said, I got to put something in you. Before I can get something out, now I got to put something in you. So I'll put something in you and just remind you of some things that we all know, but we all sometimes neglect because of whatever. And so it's my job as a leader to help us stay the course. You know, you can chart the course, but you have to stay the course. And in prayer, if you're going to stay the course, you have to have a level of discerning and wisdom when you're leading a group. Because I've seen people do that, and then they have this group, and it's powerful, but then they all in pride. Or they I've seen people wearing strife and they don't even realize it. They wear it. I'm thinking, oh, word. They wear pride. Because you know what the thing about this is, what you have to watch, because the anointing, you know, the gifts and calls of God are without repentance. I can come in here and work my gift. I have a gift. Oh, yeah. I don't have to tell you that. I can come in here and work my gift and not do what I'm about to do now. And you guys will come and support me because you love me, but I would be doing you an injustice. And after a while, it would wear out because I have a gift. I know I do. But the gift I have is not for abuse. It's for use. And it's to build, it's to plant, you know, and help people grow and expand in their capacities. So as a leader, you have to, you know, be in tune to that. And watch me, watch Pastor Terry. See, the thing that I'm learning is I have a gift and I can do a lot of things, but I'm never going to take my eye off of Pastor Terry. And neither should you. You shouldn't take your eye off me. You know, I was set here for a reason. And so what I've seen some people do, you know, they say, oh, yeah, and they go off and they're over there doing that. You know, because you know what? Because I'm anointed, too, you know. And I'm anointed, too, and I have, you know, that's, yeah, I'm anointed, too. You know what? I'm anointed. I have a gift enough to walk out of here today and start my own ministry. But God said to be here. So therefore, I'm going to submit what I have under Pastor Terry and go with her flow. You see? Now, does that mean that I don't ever offer her ideas? No, she wants them. I should be. That's what leaders do. But I don't go off and do them apart from her. You know, there are some things I know I can do. I don't have to go ask her. But there are other things I know I better not do that unless I check with her, get it approved. You know, just like the 12-hour visual. I know not to go start a 12-hour visual without, you know, getting approved. And then the mistake I made this time, I told you guys I was going to do one without letting her know first. I learned from that. You don't do that. I thought it would have been okay. But that's not okay because think about it, that's a big thing. People are staying overnight. So then I learned, oops, yeah, yes, ma'am, sorry. Next time, you know, I won't tell you. You know, that we're, you know, unless, but so you learn these things and you should be learning and making the adjustments, you know. So I think I've said enough about that. So I want to approach just from, like I said, just how the Lord gave it to me. I was getting ready for my prayer that I do with the prayer ministers on Monday. And I was real, real carnal. Real fleshly because I was tired. Convention ended, and I had Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday, there were things that happened, so I had to work. I wasn't in the office, but I had, you know, we're in the ministry, and ministry doesn't mean this always this formal thing where I go to the office, and I'm at my desk, I'm on the computer, and I'm doing whatever. Ministry in this business is people. So I had some people things that happened. So I was ministering all the way from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So then Sunday I thought, church is not going to happen for me today. I can't. Somewhere I got to get, because Monday my plan is to hit the ground running back, you know, in the formal sense of ministry. And so Sunday I didn't show up. But anyway, so Monday I told the people, I don't want to be here. I didn't want to come. And not because of them, they the one that made me want to come because I saw their face. I thought, yep, I need to go. Because I'm a people person too, you know. I'm not a type of person that want to stay at the house and lay around and do, I can't do that for so long, then I have to do something. So, but anyway, I had this wonderful time with the Lord at home. And, oh man, you're talking about a tangible manifested presence. Ugh. So, but I thought, yeah, you know, it's not like I didn't want to leave that. I wanted to take that to work. Well, I got to work, and I couldn't find God. It's like, what?
There you were at my house. Now I'm here, and where are you? And so then I was leading a prayer group for Pastor Terry on Wednesday, and the Lord just spoke to me why that happened to me. And I'll tell you right here why, because it's going to be about what we're talking about. Because I got there and thought, oh, I got this to do, I got that to do. I shut him out. I shut up that place that I'm always telling people about not to shut out. I could have had that same tangible presence in my office, but I got in and was like, I hadn't been here now since before the convention, and now I'm in my head, and I'm planning. I got to have this meeting, and I got to have a touch-base meeting. I got these people. You know, my office right now is all glass. You can see everything. It's driving me nuts. I'm going to do something about it. I mean, I love that at first, you know, I want to be available, and I still make myself available, but I got to have some privacy because with my personality, I get too distracted. Mr. Larry Joe, every time he would call me, he'd say, okay, I'm going to do 5 minutes because I know your attention span. After that, you ain't going to hear me. So, you know, I'm not speaking that over myself, but my way I'm built, when I have to think, when I'm getting strategic, I can shut things out, but, man, it's hard, especially in the building I'm in. It's noisy. You know, it's just like this air-conditioned thing. It's just like not a conducive thing for my personality type, but I'm making it. So I forgot God because I'm trying to get caught up, and so I'm not going working from here. I'm working from here. And see, that's what happens far too often. But there's a place where you can cultivate that. See, I sense the presence of God now. Where you can cultivate that, where you can always, you're pulling from that place. Okay? But when I was there at the house and I was trying to just hear God and just, I was just enjoying his presence, really. He just came. You know, you say, well, he's already there, Messiah, because he's in you. Yeah, but I'm talking about manifested. There's two different type of presence. You know, I'm talking about a manifested presence where now whatever happens, going to happen. Whatever happens, I like that, whatever happens, going to happen. Or you can say whatever you believe in to happen is going to happen with what I'm talking about in this manifested presence. Whatever happens is going to happen. And that's what you want to aim for in your personal time. And so I was just meditating and listening, and I heard this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. I heard that. See, did you sense the difference now? That's the presence. See, that's how you follow. Now, we're going to pray about, I know you came here to pray about the United States, and you're all concerned about the president and all that, you know. But we're going to pray about that maybe today, maybe not. I don't know. But I'm going to follow God. I'm not going to be pressured by nobody. Amen. And as leaders, don't you let people come in your group to pressure you about nothing. Even if you're doing it wrong, don't let people pressure you. You're the leader. Because, you know, God have a system and a protocol in place. If you are doing it wrong, either he'll show you or God will show some of your leadership. So I'm telling you, as leaders, don't do it. I'm not going to do it. Nobody's ever going to pressure me to do more than what the Holy Spirit says. Even if I'm doing it wrong, if I sense pressure, in fact, I'll keep going. If I sense pressure, you can guarantee you I'm not going to do it. But I heard this. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. I heard it. And I was fumbling around there, and all of a sudden it got my attention because the Lord spoke to me. He began to show me. In the beginning was the Word. Some people stop right there. But the Word was with God. Now, I've known this all of my prayer days, that there was, and I've taught it, but I didn't really have the scripture basis for it, but I knew it. That in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And what I mean by that is this. You know, we try to get our manifestations and our things with the Word apart from God. I've been around people, especially back in the Name It, Claim It days, where people, boy, they be confessing. I've told you guys, I had one girl, she had a whole binder of confessions, but man, she was She looked tired, and you get around her, but she didn't have to talk. She make you tired.
But see, in the beginning, it was just the word. The word wasn't with God. So where the, what God is breathing on the word, where there's life, there's this vibrancy, and God is breathing. Because when you do that, whatever you believe in to happen is going to happen. And so in the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. So I began to just meditate on that all week long. And I would be just going about my way, and the Lord is speaking to me. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. So there's this place then in God where we have to come back to the word and begin to fellowship with the Lord over the word in that tangible presence. See, that's what Moses did. And we may look at that later in detail, but I'll just reference it right here in this point. You remember, God gave Moses this magnanimous plan. It was quite overwhelming to Moses because Moses had some physical limitations, if you remember. He stuttered. So, but Moses and God have this discourse, and Moses said, see, you have asked me to lead your people, but you haven't showed me who would go with me. He said, so if you have asked me to do this, then Moses didn't say, oh, where can I get my luggage? He said, show me your way. And I'm just paraphrasing. And then, you know, there's this conversation starting. And then God says, you know, there's a place beside me. In other words, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. So Moses said, if your presence don't go, he didn't, you know, he could have said, if your word don't go with me, I won't go. But he had the word, but he knew that there was a tangible presence. There was an anointing and a supply that was available for him to meet his assignment. So he said, now, if you don't go with me, your presence don't go with me, then don't, please, I'm not going up from this place. In other words, I have the word, but I got to have you with this word. I got to have this tangible presence on it. I got to have your tangible presence. I got to have this living contact with you to be able to walk out this assignment. So show me how to do that. In other words, Moses said, show me how to do that. And God's response was, hey, right here by me. In other words, this beside me is indicative of there's an abiding. This is not just a one-time thing. This is not an event. This is not like coming to church on Sunday. This is happening Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is happening at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m. This is happening at 6:05. This is happening at 6:01, 6:02, 6:03, 6:05. Constantly, there's a place beside me where you're cultivating this living contact so I can breathe on the plan so you can walk it out in me. So now, this guy named Alan Bickerstaff, I just love him because he's always coming in my office. You know, he and I, we're getting excited over the word because he has some interesting things. But he told me about this amazing Bible app because he came and showed me a commentary on what I was teaching that day. And I thought, oh, my God, here it is. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it's only for grown folks. Y'all ain't quite grown yet. No, but it's called Bible Hub. You may have it. You see, y'all ahead of me. I didn't have, but oh, my God. You know what? That's why I was late this morning. Honestly, I had plenty of time. I was in Bible Hub. I was like, get out of there. Go to work, you know. But I was like, oh, my God, let me look at that. I love to study. If I could, if I wanted to stay at home and do something, I would be in my Bibles, in my commentaries. How come God didn't make it that way? Forget coming to the office, clocking in, all that stuff. That's not the Christian life. We got it wrong. We just need to hear God. No, just kidding. Go to your jobs. So what I was going to do, go look up this scripture, John 1. It is God is just so good. Yes. Okay. So let me find. It's going to take me. Oh, no. Where is it? Lord, gotta let me find that. Oh, here we go. Let me find it. I'm gonna read this to you. I want to know about John. I want to know about the scripture. Okay. Okay. Well, I had it the other day. Let me see. Hold on. Okay, I know what to do. I know what to do. Thank you, Lord. Oh, here we go. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Let me read some of these commentaries on it. This is the commentary on the part with God. These words express the coexistence, but at the same time, the distinction of person. They imply relation with, intercourse with. They imply relation with, intercourse with, in the bosom of the Father. And then this throned, throned, face to face with God. So if the Word was with God, and face to face with God, then God is there because the Word was made flesh and manifested among us, and we beheld him. And then God said, you're going to bring many sons. The same Word that was made flesh, now there's going to be many Word made flesh. And then so when you come here in the beginning with God and the Word, you want to be face to face with God to breathe on the Word. Now, if you think back in your life when you got your answers, I guarantee you it was from this place. Brother Haverson said, in this place is where all the answers are. I'm telling you, there's never been a time ever when I got this place in my life and got a word from God that didn't come to pass or something I was believing for didn't happen. Never. Never. So, face to face with God, the gaze ever directed towards him, towards God, has been given as the paraphrase, and the full sense can not be even expressed in fewer words. See, God never meant for you to get your scripture, your scriptures, and Shandai Kandai and confess them apart from him. And see, that's what people try to use God's word apart from him. And, you know, there's no substance apart from him. Right. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Face to face with him, face to face with the Word. It's just like when you have a symptom in your body. By his stripes, I'm healed. By his stripes, I'm healed. And you begin like, oh, it ain't working because you didn't get faith. How you know that's the scripture? It might have been the scripture last time you had another symptom, but it's not. You know how you know what phrase, what word? Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, with him. So how you going to know what scripture? How you going to know the phrase? And right here, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
That's how you're going to know. Now, is that your starting place to go grabbing scriptures? Well, you do it until he hits you and you go, oh, I need to go back and get with God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So, and you're going, and you're confessing, you know you ain't getting nowhere. I've done it. Then all of a sudden you realize, oh, and some of us, we panic. Because we can't sense that connection, but we panic and we don't go and get with God. We just go and ask for a prophecy, you know, still trying to work from the outside in, you know. And we go and get the prayer of agreement, you know. And it's all right to get the prayer of agreement. That's, you know, if that's where you are, like Keith Moore says, that's okay. It's just where you are. But, you know, you don't have to stay there, you know. So. Amen. Yeah. Amen. So, but you go get the prayer. Somebody, you go to the altar prayer when they call it on Sunday. But then you go home. You have this feeling like it's not gonna happen. Well, if you have that, it's probably not, because see, you got the Word, but you didn't get God. He, the only one, can bring the Word to pass. In the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was with God. I've been that way. Ooh, just confessing away, and go, God, help me, God. You know, just start crying, because I can know in my spirit it ain't happening. And then God, and I'll just go, so what I do then, what I do, I put everything aside. I don't care what it is, how urgent it is. And I begin to worship him over the Word. I begin to worship him. Thank you, Father, for the Word. I know every answer is right here. I did this recently over something. And I was just trying to, you know, do it, you know, take the shortcut. You know, in math, the shortest distance between two points is straight line. You know the longer distance between two points? A shortcut. Especially spiritually speaking. You try to take a shortcut, baby, it's gonna be a long distance. So go right back to here. And I went right back to the Word, and I said, God, I'm trying to do it in the flesh. I'm trying to do it without you. And I went back and I said, I know the answer is right here. And I just worship him over that Word. And the next day, sitting out in the parking lot, getting ready to get out of the car, come into the office, the Lord spoke to me plainly what to do. I got my answer. And I had been trying to get it, you know, the quick way, the shortcut, without him, because, you know, I'm busy. Right? You know, Jesus had a really busy ministry. Do you think he really had a busy ministry? Absolutely. But you know what? He said, I never do anything unless I see my Father do it. Say anything unless I hear my Father say it. And he always took time for this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Okay? And so God spoke to me getting out of the car. Exactly what to do. And you know what I did? And it was all over. In fact, I didn't have to do it. I got a phone call. And it was over. Because I went back to here. And see, and I know I probably, in some way, mislead you. That's not my intention. Because I get in here, boy, it's power pack. I know it is. But it's because this is what I do in my private time. Mm-hmm. I can just go sit there and just start it. You know, it's easy. Next thing I know, I say, hey, you're here. And I walk in the door sometime from work and go like, oh, God, I've been looking for you all day. I need just getting here in this presence. Sometimes I just sit down and enjoy it. And usually he'll speak to me. And sometimes I go and dig in here. God, what are you saying? Or just meditate until I hear a scripture. Until I hear him speak a scripture to me, just like I was. This is how I got started in this. I was just sitting there because I didn't know what to do. I thought, I know I didn't supposed to go teach on the authority of the believer again. I know I didn't supposed to go in there and go, Shanda Kabahadaha, because, you know, I can't fake it. You not know it. Some people may know it, but. I'm not easily a faker. People that know me now, that's just not my thing. I can't fake nothing. It's got to be God. So, but I was just waiting on the Lord, and I heard in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now, if I was to draw a diagram, because let me show you how beneficial this would be. Anybody have a sheet of paper? If I was to draw you a diagram of how you can be really blessed, so can you draw me a tree? Julie, you want a tree? Draw me a tree. So, okay, that's good. That's good. Thank you. So now, I took this one word. We would say the word was the root. Now, and then you got the trunk, and of course you got the branches coming out from the tree. Out of this one root, now I'm meditating on the same word for myself from a different perspective. From you getting this branch. For my personal life, I have this branch. Then I did this. I ministered. I led Pastor Terry prayer group for her because she's out of town Wednesday. And then they got a different branch from the same root. Because God just got me on one phrase. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And where we mess up at sometimes. And so, you know, and I've been looking at it, and then he spoke another one to me. I'm getting to that in a minute. But I took the root of what came up, what God, I heard God say. And now I got this branch over here going. Personally, I got this branch over here going at Friday prayer. This branch over here going at Wednesday prayer. Because you know what? The Word, remember? The Word knows how to go. It knows how to customize itself to fit any situation. Amen. So it customized itself for my personal life. Now it's customizing for what is needed in here today. Amen. It customized itself for what was needed in that group. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So in this place, in the Word, you can get answers on every level for your personal life, for your prayer assignments that God has called you to, for your church, for your pastors, for your nation. But this cultivating this place in God and keep, because you know what happens? When you get this abiding place like this, that's how you're able to keep up. That's how you're able to have your overflow, always an overflow to come to draw from. But if you, because see, especially us in ministry, like with what I do, it doesn't matter if I'm typing about a strategy that I'm going to present or a proposal to Pastor Terry, or if I'm sitting there at my desk meditating to get to whatever, it doesn't matter. I'm exerting spiritual energy, which has to be replenished. And see, that's where people make the mistake at. You know, and so that's why it's so important to cultivate this living contact. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Now, and so I was meditating on that this morning. Then God connected this. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. So I looked that up in that same Bible app, and it talked about literally being with God and letting the Word. If you hear me say sometime, I heard. Well, I really did hear it. Because guess what? That is the word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Even though it's a scripture, I'll say to you, well, I was praying and I heard this. It could be a phrase. It could be a word. One word. It could be one word. as long as God was with it, that it'll get it done. Whatever's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Sometimes it's a chapter. Sometimes it's three words. Sometimes it's a phrase. But how are you gonna know if you're not here? Now, the Amplified says, in the beginning, before all time was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence. Listen, all things. That car, if you want me to go ahead and break it down to you, that car you're believing for, that house you believe for, all things were made and came into existence out of this place I'm telling you about. That house, that relationship you won't heal, that wayward child, if you will, that drinking problem, or that whatever problem. The answer, all things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. Without this process, without fellowshipping over the word, without this, wasn't nothing made. Nothing without this process. Man shall not live by bread alone. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. That's a living word that God is wanting to speak or breathe on or speak to us every single day for our lives. He's wanting to breathe on and bring life and revelation to it so you can walk in your ways, walk in your answers, so you can just walk right into them. Every single day, every single day, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and was not anything made and came into existence without this process. That's what he's saying, really. So, fueling and filling yourself on the word in this way is the difference in how you move in the spirit, how you grow. Now, I can read the word in my head and get the word, understand it's going to come. But, man, in this place, I can get in 5 minutes what the other way would take me sometimes 5 months. And still, it's no guarantee that no life is going to be on it. But this way, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. It was with him. It's never going to be apart from him. And this is the way things are made. This is the way things come into existence. This is the way answers come. When you get that, we call the Rhema word. Remember Jacob? See, Jacob in Genesis. Remember? He was so assaulted. His senses were so assaulted by external things, by the cares of this life. And he finally came to a place, and the Bible said he laid his head on a rock. Finally, he got in a place where he was in the Word. And you know, and then you know what happened. And he went, oops, oh, God is here. Guess what? God was there all along. But he finally got to a place where he got the word and let God breathe on it. Then he went, oops, God is here. God is here. And from that place, did he not get his change? He wrestled with God. In other words, he wrestled with the angel, and he got his answer because he finally laid his head on the rock, or he laid his head on the word and stayed there until God was with the word and the manifested presence of God came. He said, oops. Oh, In other words, he said, oh, God is here. This is it. This is how I was supposed to get what I was looking for by this very operation right here. Okay, so as far as that goes, we'll pick up there next week. So now before we pray, I think we'll pray a little over the nation, maybe, but I'm going to look at 1 Corinthians 2. And I'm going to show you the same thing from this scripture. And I think I'm going to read it in the Amplified first, and then I'll read it in the King James. And in the Amplified, 1 Corinthians 2, I want to skip down to verse 6. Yet when we are among the full grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden, but it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age or of this world, nor of the leaders and the rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away. But rather, what we are setting forth is a wisdom of God, once hidden from the human understanding and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God devised and decreed before the ages for our glorification, to lift us into the glory of his presence. None of the rulers of this age or world perceived and recognized and understood this, for if they had, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. But on the contrary, as the scripture says, what eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and has not entered into the heart of man, all that God has prepared and made and keeps ready for those who love him, who hold him in affectionate reverence, promptly obeying him. Yet to us. Now, wait a minute. So, in this place I'm talking about, the eye doesn't see, the natural eye doesn't see. The natural ear can't hear or perceive what God has devised, the plan he has made ready for us, you know, because they are unveiled and revealed to them through and by the Spirit. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. So in this place now, when you're in that place and you're trying to hear, your eye can't see and your ear can't hear those things God has prepared for you, you don't know the plan, then that tells you that they're not revealed and unveiled unless you're in this place where the Spirit of God is moving, and where then your eyes are open and your ears are open, and then you go, oh, oops, God is here. Oh, I know what to do now. I know what to do now in this place, because he said, they are unveiled and revealed by and through his Spirit, for the Holy Spirit searches diligently, exploring and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsels and things hidden and beyond man's scrutiny. Those things that are hidden that you don't know. There's a place in God that they are unveiled and revealed by the Spirit. Because you, but it's in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. So this tangible presence of the Lord now is beginning to now pull away all the debris that's keeping you from your eyes from seeing, your ears from hearing what God is trying to get to you. And all the while you're sitting there in his presence, then the Holy Spirit is searching and moving and removing and moving toward now this glorious plan that God has for you. And then he's digging deep now as you're sitting in his presence, and let his presence now brood over brood over now the waters of your spirit. And then then the wisdom of God began to rise up in you. And yet you may not even say anything, but then you begin to see, oh, I know what to do. Just like he spoke to me getting out of my car, I knew what to do. And then he's examining them, examining to get the things and bring up now, to bring those things up that are beyond your scrutiny. He bring those things up, up now. Those divine counsels, he bring them up now. He bring them up. For what person perceiving knows and understand what passes through a man's thoughts except the man's own spirit within him? Just so no one discerns, come to know and comprehend the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have not received the spirit that belongs to the world. See, that's what Jacob was wallowing around in, the spirit of the world. And he could not hear anything. So finally, when he laid his head on the rock, when he came to the place now on the word of God, where the presence of God came and coupled itself with the word of God, boom, revelation came. He got, whoops. But he tried to get it, remember it before in the natural. He tried to perceive it by his own head. He tried to take something spiritual and work it through his intellect. So he goes on to say, now we have not received the spirit of the, that belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit who is from God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, given to us that we might realize. And look at the realization that comes to you, the comprehension, and appreciate the gifts of divine favor so freely bestowed on us by God. And we are setting these truths forth in words. Guess what's happening? Now you're to a place in this process where the words are just coming up automatically. Broop, 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 broop. And you begin to set the truth forth, and you begin to decree and declare, however that dynamic is for the time that you're in, God will show you. But you're not having to grasp for anything. But they're just coming up, and you're setting them truth forth. You're releasing them out. You're dispersing it out. And I guarantee you, when that word is released from this place, it's inevitable the answers are. Because he said, we're setting the truth forth in words, not taught by human wisdom. See, if you just get in the beginning, just the word, and the word ain't with God, you ain't got nothing but some human wisdom. But he said, because in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit. Combine and interpret the spiritual truth. See, now you got revelation. Now you got the discourse going, spiritual discourse going, with you and God. Now you're going in and out. Now you're flowing over and praying in other tongues. Now you switch languages now. Because now those deep things that you need to come up now to help you get this process manifested. So now you don't switch from English words. You switch over to the language of the Spirit that coming beyond your mind, beyond your understanding now. And so you're just letting it flow up and flow out. Rangre sapra nalakache lapora. Randa kemena kara. Now let's pray for this nation. Let's release some wisdom. I'll pick up here next week. Monda rakese ketalona managandelapa. Ronda raketele mo shokota. Lika dalama no noka shele bekora de baka ramananana. Under the case of the Bokora Bakataka Roboka, Randa de Beke Seke Tete Leboko Robo Shoko Dorobala, Leke Leboko Shoko Toro Roboko Seste de Bekese, Leke Tede Bekoshe, Yeo Oshe Kata Nana Nama Nana Okarama Naha Soko Dobakasa. And so, just as a practical thing, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like you had some food now, spiritual food? Don't you feel better? I feel better. Because you have to put it in to give it out. Now, I don't want to drain you from what you just ate, but I just want to pray a little bit. That's why I'm like the last 5 minutes, I'm leaving at 10:30. But the last 5 minutes, we're going to pray and releasing wisdom to our president, to those in authority, to Pastor George and Terry, to Brother Copeland, Miss Gloria, to all those in authority over us. First of all, let prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, petitions, intercession be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all those in authority and high responsibility, that outwardly we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, and inwardly a peaceful one in all godliness and seriousness in every way. For such praying is good and right and pleasing to God our Father, who wishes all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Hasel morke savano brokoda. Jegla broma ra cantala da boko raba da sekida. Zekla broka ramana shikala da boko se stede de beke sa. Zekala da boko shela da boko roda baka se stede de beke lemana. Roda randa de eke tara moka rada baka sa. Hurasho roda boko se stede de beke se se so so okara ha sheka da roda boko sa. Dora boka ramana ka teke teke roda boko se stede roda boko. Zoro roba raka se stede de beke seka roda boko sa. Nana Kasha Rekea, Ranana Kasha Terrekea, Anana Kasha Keraboko, Sister Rebeke, Arana Makada, Anana Kesha Rabakasa Tara, Arana Makasha Koroboko, Sister Rebekesa, Anana Kasha Kete Rebeke, Rodoboko Shada, Anana Nakaya, also Komaraka Terrobo, Rabadara Keta, Arana Rebeke, Robo Robo Rodoboko Shade, Arana Ramaka Sister Rodoboko Shade Rebeke. Order the book, instead of about order, order now, order now, order now, order now, order, 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 around the day, order, Kurabasa, order, Corona Boko, Soto Roboko, Sasta, order now, Akashele Bekaloroboko, say, Elebeke Shakera Roboko, say, Elebekaya Roboko, instead of the Beketa, order the book, instead of the Beke Roboko, Shate, order the book, Shate, the Beke, Sekete, Sekado. Ora boko, era boko, shela la baka, sestere de beke, ese kota no la boko sa. Ora boko, sestere de beke, sestere be. Ora boko, sestere de beke, sestere de beke, se. Ora baka, yora boko, sestere de beke, yora boko, sesta. Ora boko, shetere de beke, sestere de boko sa. Ora boko, rababa, shekete, arababa, babo, shekete, lele beke, seste. Araba, raba, dodo, de boko, seste. Hey, Father, we thank you now for setting truth forth in words. We thank you for utterance now. We thank you for utterance. We thank you for setting your truth forth in words. Oh, not human wisdom, not devilish wisdom, not earthly wisdom, but the wisdom from above. The wisdom from above now. Oh, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom now. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom of President Trump and Vice President Pence, the spirit of wisdom on Brother Copeland, Miss Gloria, the spirit of wisdom on Pastor George and Terry, the spirit of wisdom on Michael Evans, Gene Bailey, Jan Harbor, and Buddy Pilgrim, the wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom now, the spirit of wisdom now, wisdom, wisdom now, Reke, Rakatai, Roko Shako Pokarabada. Oh, wisdom now, wisdom, wisdom for this age, the wisdom for this age now. Oh, Jake Alemo, oh, Jake Alemo, no shake, oh, Jake Alemo, no kachaka, eliminate that, yeah, eliminate it, Lord, you eliminate it. You eliminate that policy, you eliminate that policy. Terminate it, eliminate it in the name of Jesus. Rangarabako shete. Arandarabaka says de beke. Arodarabaka sheketa rabakasa. Arodarabaka shekete rabokosa. Arodarabako shete de beke says de beke. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Supply it. Supply it now. Supply it. Supplies. Oh, the supplies now. The supplies. Yeah. Yeah, the muscle coat. Arisavadin, Paterinatakaro Borebedeshika. Budla Breketeka Lamanachaka. Abra Grokle Secretary de Bekisa. Abra Groka Tekaro Boko Sisaba. Abra Greater Kara, a greater Kara, a greater Kara Renakasholo Robra. So now open the Raka Soda Breaking out of Boko Roboda. And unveil it now. Unveil it and reveal it now. Ha ha. Oh yeah, so that I'm a corobrega de bay. Sora garama no no boko se ste de beke. Sora la braka tara la broko no no boko se ste de. O roma raka tara no boko se ste de baka sa. O ze brende le kanana. Am regara no monoko. Yeah, I heard you. I will. O ramane shekela boche. O robo do shekete mara. O robo de shekele boko ramana shekele bekoto. E le boko shi le bre eke te de beke toko ro ro boko do. E bre je gle bro gro sle gle. Egle shleke shlekle. Akla sakra. Akla sakla. Akla sakla. Tlokla laka takla. Akla sakla. Ana kare 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 korsa ha. The korsa ha. The korsa ha yo mo na kese mara makada. Ah, the course of the Kaya, the course of the Kaya, the course of the Kaya, and the course of the Kaya Murokataya. Dear Lord Jesus, I nominate the nominees. Yeah, the nominees. Oh, we lift up the nominees. We lift up the elections. Ha ha. The upcoming elections. I hear it now. Oh, bless the mana. E plepekero poko lokota haya. O poko toko hera bokoche kelebaka. E plekekero bokoche kelebokoche ta. E pelo kote kere le beke seste le boko sasta ba. A brego rudo baka cheke tere le boko sata. A breke teke hoko breke teke haro le boko sata ba. Ande le beke seste ba. The purpose is that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God, in all its infinite variety, in innumerable aspects, might now be made known to the angelic rulers, and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly. Imran save and shekanona. Imran save and shekanona high. In the brakle sefa. Rekeresia tararo broko seiste lebeke seiste. Oh, Father, I see now. I see the macho lo broboreketa. I see the macho la prefa la coromata. I see the maraca lo shorebre got in the courts. Oh, it's out in the courts now. So now, come up to Mount Zion. Come up to that heavenly Jerusalem now. Come up to the courts of heaven. And I said, if you decree a thing, it will be established to you. From this place now, there are decrees. From this place now, there are degrees of decrees. That if you would declare from the courts now, the judgment would go in your favor. The judgments now. Oh, the judgments now. Ha ha ha, yeah. The judgments now. The judgments now. The judgments are called to break us out, okay? All right, I'll do that. Mentoffin, Agura. Agura, Baraketa. Irokora Masiki Diaka Toto Toro Rabokosa. Andelekachu Kara Rabokose. Ajakara Rabokoso Storo Rabokoso Storo Rabokose. Ejakara Rabokose. Sedelebeke says, Sedelebekoso Storabaka Sabai. Ora Rabokose, Sedelebeke, Shake, Tedelebeke says, Sedelebeke. Ara Rabokose, Tedelebeke says, Sedelebekoso Storabaka. Or yet I shall not about shake, tell her about coach, tell her about cake. Or yet I'll about shake, tell her about cassa. Ah, mother about cassa, Saba. Mandra kisses them. Yeah. Yes, Lord. A zivemba ndori ambo bobo jege de baga de kaba kodo ra. A jigle nambo gori ya si ki dile baka sa za za ba. A jigle raboka. A jigle raboka. A jigle raboka. Koro raboko she te de beke te baka. A jigle raboka. A jigle raboka. Yora rabaka se 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 de beke se se be. A jigle raboka. A jigle raboka. A jigle raboko che kara rabaka. A jigle raboko che kara de beke se ke te de baka ba. A jigle raboka. Ah. Open social, Ashnashke, Jekle, Sliklam, Liberan. Eshle, Klamara, Katarabaka, Siste, Aranarama, Casa, Stardo Boko, Robo Rabaran, the Dede, Debeko, Robo Casa Sarabaka, O Redeneke, Terebeke, Siste, Arabaro Koterabaka, Arabaro Korea, Kota, Canada, Nata, Sakarabaka, Saka, and Zebede Shan. And Zebedee shunned it because it's the brain. Thus says the Lord of hosts, if you will walk in my ways and keep my charge,
Then also you shall rule my house and have charge of my courts. Have charge of my courts. Then also have charge of my courts. Then also have charge of them. Charge of the courts. A continual presence. Standing, giving charge from the courtrooms of heaven. Declaring and decreeing. Oh, yeah, I hear you. And I will give you access to my presence and places to walk among these who stand here. Working with the angels. Giving out decrees. The angels are taking them now and bringing the answers to pass where you can see them. So you'll stand among them as you operate in this place. You'll stand among those that stand here and walk here. And you'll bring Sakaya, and you'll disperse now. And you'll dispense and you'll decree and declare. And oh, the Lord will meet you there. Oh, in a place where I want to reveal myself to you. Hasala prakadiya sata. Hambregedele bohora patashana. Hambregedele bohora. Lele bohori yaseliate. Selahata rabaha. Selahata raboko. Now, see, I sense the prophetic anointing coming, but I'm going to back off because I don't want to push. And I'm going to pick up here next week because I need to leave. But but you see, already just one session. Think about we teach for 6 weeks, what's going to happen. Get you back in the overflow, but I want you doing it at home. Feeding on the word, because it's going to help. But we need it corporately too. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I like what I like to protect what's around me, so I like that. So you're going on too, but
I'm here. I don't. I work for me.
girls cruise. A little bit of a family reunion. And all that he's doing, yeah. And they're not in school yet? They're not in school yet, the girl? Oh, okay. That's great. So then, yeah. I like that. The flexibility is so wonderful. Okay, great. And this is what she said. It worn out. I am worn back to back. Then there was this, and then there was that, and then there was. And you know what I forgot to bring for you today?
Yeah.
I forgot to bring it. And
we
I took it out.
I need to know how much it is. Then I can bring it.
Sunday.
Yeah, we'll get it Sunday.
Huh?
We'll get you Sunday.
Yes, I'll get you Sunday too. Took it out too. Put it on the shelf so I could see it.
I could see it right there. How many times have I done that stuff?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna go there. Okay. Yes. I still got 2 weeks after this week.
Yes, you're going on a cruise. She's going on a cruise next week. You're going on a cruise.
You are a cruise.
$32.50, honey.
Royal Caribbean?
Royal Caribbean.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
What's your cruise line?
It's Carnival.
You're going on Carnival.
Oh, you're going to
the Carnival what?
Valor.
Valor. That's a newer ship.
Is it?
I think so. I was on Carnival.
Yeah, we're going on Royal Caribbean.
I love Royal Caribbean. Royal Caribbean is a step back.
Okay, that's good to know.
But that's how I got on there. I went everything. That's how I got on. I was on Royal Caribbean, Carnival, and was Victory. And my phone got stolen. And I was like, okay. It was the formal night. We were taking pictures, and my phone disappeared. So, and I wasn't hot about the food. Now, my son has gone Carnival and loved the food, so the newer ships maybe has a better cook. I just wasn't thrilled. When I did travel to work, I liked Royal Caribbean. Food is great.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Caribbean, NCL, on Norwegian Cruise Lines. Very good. Princess is higher end, but good. Really good. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, but liberty of the seas.
But y'all going to have a good time.
Yeah. You are too.
Yeah.
You are taking this, right? Because that is just so pretty.
Yes.